episode 3050, Beyond the Fire Hose.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for a fabulous weekend because it's Friday. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama. I hope you're ready for an extended weekend. Yes, it's Memorial Weekend. And so we celebrate and honor those who have fought for our freedom. So don't forget to say a prayer and to say thank you for those who care. Beyond the Fire Hose. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. As a parent, you will never be your children's sole source of wisdom, but you can be their most significant influencer. Train them up to learn and to think beyond the fire hose. You know, raising kids who think deeply and understand the value of life's deeper meaning is challenging, but it's a rewarding task for any parent. If your child does something that you don't agree with or could be done better, do you spend more time than like 5 minutes hounding them about what they didn't do right or telling them what they should have done? Yeah, remember those moments where you go on and on and on and what you think was only 5 minutes ends up being 35 minutes and your kids are getting all glossed over and you're like, well, why aren't they paying attention? When our kiddos make mistakes, it's easy to put on the preaching hat and tell them at that very moment everything that should have occurred. That's what we call learning by the fire hose. But how much of that really works? Well, I'm here to tell you, not a whole lot. I've practiced many times. In fact, it just clears the surface level of the fire, right? It's just the overall. Instead, parents need to approach the training with a small, concentrated stream that pierces through the mess and gets down a lot deeper. Think about a washcloth after taking off your makeup. Now, guys, I know you're probably not taking off your makeup, but that's okay. Just go with me here on this one. If you use the general water faucet, right, you're just kind of rinsing it, it takes out most of the makeup, but still leaves a little residue. You can still see it. It's discolored, right? You're talking about a white washcloth. It doesn't go as deep, but change it to a fine stream. Like you're in the shower and you have it on that very, very fine stream. And that one stream goes down and it takes it all out. And you can just see it. In fact, you could even write your name in cursive. Almost no makeup is left. So engage the fine stream. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Engage the fine stream of learning, of training up. You don't want your wisdom to fall on deaf ears. So engage that fine stream to pierce their mind, body, and spirit. Because when you train up your children, you are raising up the whole individual. We've got to understand that when we raise our kids, when we're teaching them, it's not about saying 4 + 4 = 8 or 2 + 2 = 4. 2 + 2 = 4, but that does have an effect on other things. If you're at the grocery store and you have 2 apples and 2 oranges, well, how many fruits, whole fruits, do you have in your basket? 4. We cannot sit here and think that we are only training one thing for our children. They're not robots. They are not compartmentalized. You teach one thing and it overlaps to something else, which overlaps to something else, which overlaps to something else. But you see, when you teach it at such a finite level, it goes deeper and deeper and deeper, which means their understanding, their comprehension goes deeper and deeper, and it sticks with them longer. So engage that fine stream of water. No more fire hosing, no more long discussions, no more hour of preaching to them of what they should have done. You know, they come home after curfew and you're like, well, didn't you know this? I mean, I know, I remember. In fact, I had a few of those discussions from my parents. And after about 5 minutes, you've already blacked out. You're just like, womp, 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 womp. You do not want to have the Charlie Brown parent in your kid's head. I'm just saying. So engage the fine stream. Number one, encourage questioning and curiosity. To develop a deeper understanding of life, children must be encouraged to ask questions. Don't mute them. Probe for answers and have a curious mindset. So encourage your child to ask those questions about the world around them, such as why the sky is blue, why leaves change color, or why the moon looks different at night. And guess what? If you don't know the answer, you got Google. And if you don't trust Google, then go to an old-fashioned encyclopedia and look it up that way. In fact, I would encourage you to do it both ways. Why? Because it allows them to have their fingertips on it. More so, not just computer and their eyeballs, but their fingertips. It's something that's tangible. And as you answer these questions, encourage your child to have a conversation that goes beyond the basics, right? You want them to think deeper. Well, what if the color pink appeared in the sky? What do you think's happening? Now, obviously, it has to be age appropriate. You're not going to ask a two-year-old some of these questions, but if they are asking questions, then that means their curiosity is there and they are ready to go deeper. So encourage them to do that. Don't shy away. I'm here to tell you, you can raise up an incredible, strong, intelligent child, regardless of what you think your intelligence is. Now, if you need to, go back and replay that about 10,000 times, because I know most of us put our own selves down as a parent and we say, there's no way I can teach my children. That's why I send them off to school. That's why I invest in private education and tutors. That's all good, but you are their primary influencer in their life and will always be. So it's time for you to step up and to stand out for your child. Encourage questioning and curiosity. Number two, teach emotional intelligence. Now, emotional intelligence is a key factor in developing deeper meaning in life, right? It's the emotional attachment, your feelings. So teach your children how to recognize and name their emotions. Okay, now remember, we've got emotions and feelings. There is a difference. We're not going to get into the deep part of that today, but understand emotions are immediate. Feelings stick with us. So we have to understand how they affect our daily life. Our children need to understand that, and we need to be able to empathize with them. Now, I know it might be frustrating because you're thinking, I just went through this like yesterday, or I just went through this like 5 minutes ago. Yeah, you're raising a kid. Congratulations. You're going to have that. So buckle up because you're going to be in a ride of emotions, and that's all right. But I want you to do this too. Encourage them to express their feelings in healthy ways and develop their emotional vocabulary. If we can teach our kids how to express themselves respectfully to each other so we can understand them, and if you don't understand them, ask them to clarify. Say, sweetheart, I don't know how you're feeling unless if you tell me. I'm here to listen. And don't get mad at me, but I'm just trying to understand. And eventually they will tell you. In their own time. And yes, if they're in the stage of life where they're maybe in their tweens or teens, you might get some pushback. That's all right. Be bold. Get your armor on, mom. Come on, dad. It's time to put that suit on. I'm talking about that metal suit. And you've got to protect your heart so you can protect their heart. Encourage questioning and curiosity. Teach emotional intelligence. Number three, explore different cultures and perspectives. You want to introduce your child to different cultures, worldviews, and perspectives through books, movies, or conversations with people who have different backgrounds. I remember with our kiddos, at a very young age, they were able to experience an Indian wedding. It was beautiful. And let me tell you, were they curious? Yes. Did they ask questions? Yes. And sometimes I was like, oh my gosh, they are going to embarrass me completely. But it was an experience that they will never forget. And now they have an appreciation for an Indian culture, right? For their wedding, how they do things. When my daughter got married, we had some of those conversations. What can you do that's unique to you? What you want, just as what she saw when she was oh so young in first grade. So allow them to experience that diversity, because when they embrace it, your child's going to learn that everyone has a unique perspective and can enrich their understanding of life. Remember, you don't have to agree with someone, but you can respect their position. You can respect their culture. You can respect their perspective, but you have to be willing to teach it. So explore it together. Even if you have no idea, it's very important. And there's so much out there that's quality and it's appropriate for children when they begin asking those questions. Seek it out. Number four, teach self-reflection and mindfulness. When you teach your child to reflect on their actions, decisions, and thoughts, it's going to help them understand themselves better. You know, I can remember when I was a kid, even in middle school and early high school, I would lay in my bed at night at the end of the day, and I would sit there and just kind of replay thoughts in my head. Now, I was not a big journal girl. I just wasn't. I did write a little bit, but it wasn't my thing. I did a lot of heavy, deep thinking. That's just who I was, and I enjoyed it, and that's how I process things. You can help facilitate those reflective actions for them by modeling it, right? Because when you encourage them to journal or meditate to help them gain insight and clarity, what do you think it's doing? It's helping them to calm, to gather themselves. We need to create a positive, supportive environment for our kiddos, right? They should feel safest in our own homes. They should not be scared. They should want to be home. Right? And so when you create this positive, supportive environment where your child can feel comfortable, then they'll be willing to explore their thoughts and feelings. They'll share more with you because they trust you. They don't just love you, they trust you. And maybe eventually they'll like you too, but we'll leave that for another episode. And finally, number five, focus on personal growth, who they are becoming. Help your child realize that life is a journey. Teach them their worth, not in their success or failures, but in whose they are. Yes, I'm talking about your values. What it is, what does your family values look like? If you believe in Jesus Christ, are you teaching that? Or are you keeping it on mute? Are you having somebody else do it in the church? I'm telling you right now, my friend, you need to step up to the plate. Encourage them to set goals, envision their future, dream. Our kids are not dreaming because everything just pops up on a screen. There's lack of creativity. So help them become creative. Engage them in role playing and create steps to achieve their goals. What do they want to go after? Now, obviously, this has to be age appropriate, right? If your three-year-old comes up and says, I want to be an NFL football player, they probably have no idea how much work that's involved. They've either heard somebody say it, they've seen something that they like, maybe dad is watching football or mom like me, and all of a sudden they're like, well, wow, that sounds like it's cool. I want to do that, right? Doesn't every little boy want to be a fireman? I mean, come on. Already my grandson is like all into his bee-doop, bee-doop. He wants to play with his fire trucks. That's great. Encourage that. We need to allow our kids to dream more at all stages of life. Teach them to view life as a journey, not just a destination. When you encourage curiosity and teach emotional intelligence, explore different cultures and perspectives, and when you encourage self-reflection, your child, I promise you, will develop an understanding of life that goes beyond just the surface level, right? No more fire hose learning for the most part. Train up and nurture an inquisitive, mindful, and empathetic child who will be capable of navigating life with a better understanding of its deeper meaning when you engage with a fine stream. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed weekend, and happy Memorial Day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.